Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Steve Alexander is with us. I always love hearing him on the radio station. Steve, to this question of why are eggs so expensive and hens are not, I mean, we do consume hens. Is that predominantly when we go to the store and buy a chicken? Is it a hen?
No, it's two different businesses, really. And I can't put this into a context in the way that Senator Kennedy did, but there are two different styles of production, different breeds of bird, and generally they're not on the same farms for the big commercial flocks anyway. There are some people who have backyard chickens and perhaps they have some that lay eggs, and others they use for meat. But two different businesses. The chickens raised for meat consumption, they're called broilers. Their life cycle is so much shorter than the hens that are used for laying eggs. The broilers, their life cycle is anywhere from 5.5 to 9 weeks. Oh. That's when they're slaughtered. The hens don't even start laying eggs until they're probably 6 months, 5 or 6 months old. Okay. And then they max out at laying eggs after about 3 years. So you have that difference of time where the farmers, where these broilers are not, they're just not around long enough to be exposed to as much bird flu as the hens, who are around for usually 3 years tops at the commercial farms before they start to, their production starts to taper off, and then they are slaughtered after that.
So broilers are a lot like veal, the baby chickens.
Well, yeah, not necessarily. No. They grow fast. This is what they're not babies. They're full grown birds.
Right, but they're only 9 weeks old.
Right.
This is my point about people who buy pigs and think they're not going to get big. What they're looking at when they're looking at parents of the potbelly pig that you see online for sale, those parents are babies. Okay, so it is different in the production business, but I understand the time frame and how quickly broilers are brought to market, but I would think that bird flu would be hitting those farms as badly as it is egg-laying farms.
Well, there have been broilers that have been had to be destroyed because of the bird flu, just not as many. So the damage to the industry is not as great.
And there's probably a conveyor belt, right? So that when one class is eliminated, the next class is right behind them, so we don't feel it as much as a whole new class of egg-layers.
Yeah, I think that's one way to look at it, sure.
Interesting. So I know you've been covering the price of eggs a lot. Mm-hmm. Based on my experience, what we see on the text line, stories we share among family members, the price really does vary. I mean, these people that, you know, charged Steve Bertrand $10 for 18 eggs when you could get those 18 eggs or, you know, less at Aldi, maybe 12 eggs for under $4. What is the variance on that, Steve? I mean, are people just taking advantage of the situation?
Well, perhaps they are, but also on the other end of the scale, there are supermarkets that are using eggs as a loss leader to get you in the door to buy other stuff. You know, you'll find out that, hey, so-and-so is selling eggs for $3.50 a dozen. Let's go there. Oh, and while we're there, let's buy everything else we're going to buy for the shopping trip, too. But I, in terms of blaming anybody for this, let's not blame the farmers.
No.
Okay? They're completely at the mercy of the market conditions, and in this case, at the mercy of the bird flu. And they have had to sacrifice millions and millions and millions of birds. And it's not only a financial hit to these farmers, it's an emotional hit, too. You know, these birds are their livelihoods. And for them to have to kill all of these birds and start out fresh from scratch with their farm again. It takes about 20 to 30 days after all the birds have been culled for the farm to go through all of the decontamination and testing in order to be able to bring birds in again.
Well, you're dancing around it. I'm hesitant to ask, but I have no idea. How do they do it?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I do know.
I was reading a story about a farm in Madison, not Madison, Wisconsin, but M-A-T-T-E-S-O-N here in this area. And, you know, some of their birds got sick, and then they immediately started trying to address it with some, you know, some immune boosting drug, not drugs, but, you know, whatever they use. And then, boom, the flock started dying. Pretty soon, guys in hazmat suits come in. They eliminate the rest of the flock, and those people are crushed. They're absolutely crushed. And yeah, they do have some form of insurance, but that never covers the whole price of the flock, does it, Steve?
No, and they have to deal with the disposal of these carcasses, too. I mean, it's just a nightmare for these folks.
Yeah, yeah, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I read, and maybe you can tell me, I don't know if you have these numbers, but it was around Thanksgiving when we were talking how much the producers get per turkey, the producer being the farmer who raised the turkey. And it was like penny. It was like, yeah, you know, something like 49 to 79 cents per bird or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about turkeys in general, but the USDA has time to time, every year basically, come out with the food dollar.
Yeah.
And it shows what percentage of that dollar actually goes to the farmer, and it's right around 14-15%, something like that.
Yeah. My gosh. I appreciate what you do. We love hearing you every day. Thanks for joining us.
That's a treat to be on the Lisa Dent Show. Thank you.